Welcome to the Black History Toolkit podcast with Abu Bakr Madan Al-Shabazz.
We're going to look at Carter G. Woodson. I think it's good for us to start with Carter G. Woodson because it is Black History Month and he was the founder of Black History Month. It started as Negro History Week because this is what we were termed, Negroes, and then it extended to Black History Month as it started to mushroom within United States of America, especially in many of the Black colleges or universities. So Carter G. Woodson, the founder of Black History, he became the second person to graduate from Harvard University after W.E.B. Du Bois. So this is what he says. The educated Negroes have the attitude of contempt towards their own people because in their own, as in their mixed schools, Negroes are taught to admire the Hebrews, the Greeks, the Latins, the Tuitans, and to despise the African. In most Negro colleges where the Negro is thought of, the race is studied as a problem or dismissed as little consequence. So what he's basically saying here, it's important that when we're looking at Black history as a study, as a case study, whatever the case may be, one of the things we need to highlight as individuals that majority of the Black population are truly unaware of their own history. And a lot of that is to do with the institutions and the academies they are present at. Because as you know, many different issues have come up within the curriculum, not just in the United States of America, but also in this country, in not allowing Black people to share that academic space. And those changes really came about in the 1960s when African Americans, you know, especially during the Civil Rights Movement, who were university students, decided to make a change to put race in the curriculum. And unfortunately, race was seen more through the conflict theory as opposed to the consensus theory. So one of the elements I want to emphasize here as well is that within the educational system, within American academies, Black people were taught to admire other people than themselves. And whenever they were studied within these academies, it was always through problems and dismissed as little consequence, that there's nothing you can benefit from. This is how it was taught. So this is not just only going to Europeans or Caucasians and white people. We need to understand there's a lot of Black people out there who are truly unaware of their own history. And a lot of that is because of they've been told or taught other people's history, which hasn't really developed them as individuals.